KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Atlantic's newest police officer was sworn in during Wednesday evening of the Atlantic City Council meeting. Mayor Dave Jones administered the oath of office to Officer Dustin Gellner.
Raise your right hand and say aye your name.
Aye, Dustin Gellner.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And I will faithfully and impartially.
I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
Best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties.
Discharge all the duties.
Of the officer of police, of the office of police officer.
Of the officer of police officer.
In Atlantic, Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law.
That's Atlantic and hereafter. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Officer Gellner began working with the Atlantic Police Department on April 24th, and he said he looks forward to being a police officer. Originally from Vinton, Louisiana, Gellner met his wife Michelle, an Atlantic native, while serving in the Army. Prior to becoming a police officer, Gellner worked as a supervisor for a construction and welding company out of Walnut. Michelle Gellner is a nurse at CCMH. The family has lived in town for about 3 years. The couple has a 2.5-year-old son and a 3-month-old daughter. A Creston woman was arrested early this morning at around 2:45 on a charge of possession of controlled substance, second offense, driving while suspended, and OWI. 47-year-old Anita Michael was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $3,300 bond. Wednesday night, 21-year-old Clay Evans of Creston was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Evans was being held in the Union County Jail at a $1,000 bond. And around 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday, 18-year-old Amber Parmenter of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. An investigation into a single vehicle non-injury accident Wednesday in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. Sheriff's officials say 56-year-old Tanya K. Baker of Villisca was allegedly under the influence of alcohol when she put her vehicle into a ditch in the 2700 block of O Avenue. Baker was taken into custody for OWI first offense and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. An Omaha man has been imprisoned for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl who'd run away from her home in Iowa. Dodge County, Nebraska district court records say 38-year-old Joe Lockett was sentenced Wednesday to 20 years and a day. Lockett had pleaded guilty in January after taking a plea deal. Lockett was arrested in October of 2018 following a traffic stop in Fremont, Nebraska. He told officers the girl with him was a friend of his daughter, but a court document says the girl was actually a runaway from Iowa. The document said she told officers that Lockett was attempting to prostitute her out. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that Wednesday evening, deputies with his office arrested two people for delivery of methamphetamine. Taken into custody after a report of drug activity in Farragut was 33-year-old Amanda Lynn Ingram and 37-year-old Alfred Vernon Mutchler, both of Farragut. They were arrested in the 400 block of Washington Street in Farragut. Mutchler and Ingram were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where they were held on $50,000 bond each. Both will face additional pending charges at the conclusion of the investigation. Mutchler was currently out on release from previous delivery of methamphetamine charges. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Nebraska man was arrested Tuesday night on weapon and theft charges following a report of an armed subject at the Riverside High School. Dispatch had advised that a black male came to the car door of a person reporting the incident and told him he was taking his vehicle. The suspect was last seen walking up toward the school and had a gun in the center of his waistband. He also allegedly tried to steal another vehicle and was seen walking in front of the school and subsequently in a smaller parking lot outside the high school. It was noted, however, that he never actually pulled a gun out but showed the butt of the weapon. Deputies located 18-year-old Fahm Gottlock Gach of Bellevue, Nebraska, in a stolen vehicle. Gach was taken into custody without incident and brought to the Pott County Jail, where he was charged with robbery in the first degree, armed with a dangerous weapon, and theft in the second degree for motor vehicle theft under $10,000. His bond was set at $30,000 altogether. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, Kenny Lehman, age 78, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Kenny Lehman will be today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Norma Winders, age 92, of Greenfield, died April 26th. Funeral services for Norma Winders will be on Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Mary Oxley, age 59, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Tuesday. Services for Mary Oxley will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. The Brahmin Mortuary of Omaha is in charge of arrangements. Clara Bledsoe, age 89, of Glenwood, died February 26th. A celebration of life for Clara Bledsoe will be held Friday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Loa Benton, age 101, of Guthrie Center, died April 26th. Memorial services for Loa Benton will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Jaquetta Barclay, age 88, of West Des Moines, a 1948 Wyota High School graduate, died April 24th in Johnston. A mass of Christian burial for Jaquetta Barclay will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Des Moines. Isles Westover Funeral Home has the arrangements. Captain Jeanette LaFoy, age 45, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died April 1st. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Captain Jeanette LaFoy will be Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Helen Longstreth, age 83, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Sunday. Funeral services for Helen Longstreth will be on Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marilyn May, A.V. Cool, age 80, of Denver, Colorado, died Monday. Funeral services for Marilyn Cool will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Adair United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Hilmer Mathis, age 90, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Hilmer Mathis will be held at a later date. Recon Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family. Laura Railsback, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. A private graveside service for Laura Railsback will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home is handling the arrangements. And Liam Dragon Dunn, the stillborn son of Joey Dunn and Misty Jackson of West Des Moines, died April 26th in Des Moines. Private family services will be held for Liam Dunn. The Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.